We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, we have begun the legal tampering period here in the NFL, and there was some news. Actually, the first guy from the Indianapolis Colts that did not re-sign with Indianapolis, and that was Gardner Minshew. Quarterback Gardner Minshew will be signing with the Las Vegas Raiders for a two-year contract worth $25 million. Certainly a opportunity for him to potentially start if they so choose to. But Gardner Minshew, you know, he chased that money. He got that money after playing a almost full season for the Indianapolis Colts last year. But now he is going to have a new home in Vegas. So that now leaves Indianapolis with another need at backup quarterback. And before you, any of you keyboard warriors, start talking about Sam Ehlinger, please stop. You're not going to prove any argument by saying that Sam Ehlinger needs to have an opportunity. He does not need an opportunity. He will never get an opportunity unless something even worse happens at the quarterback room than what it did last year, right? So Anthony Richardson going to be the starter, but now you start to wonder, what is Indianapolis going to do with that backup quarterback position? And, you know, it really does, it opens up a few things, only a couple things that were different. I mean, we've already talked about the idea of them getting one in the draft. I have been saying it for a long time. I think that Indy could potentially get one later in the draft and just have one to learn behind them. So, you know, it is what it is. We'll see how that goes. There are definitely some quarterbacks in the market. We talk about Tyler Huntley. We talk about Drew Locke. There is Jacoby Brissett. Could we bring Jacoby Brissett back? Very interesting point there. And then the other name that a lot of people keep bringing up, Tyrod Taylor. 34 years old, was the backup in New York for a little while. You know, maybe Indy brings that along. So that could be interesting. But there's an even more interesting name here, guys. So Benjamin Albright, a lot of you know him on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. He had posted something that said, wouldn't be surprised if Justin Fields winds up as the backup with the Colts or Eagles. Several teams that were being reported were never in play, and the market has been incredibly thin on him as the Bears have shopped him for a few weeks. So apparently the trade market, or the market for Justin Fields, is so low that, you know, people were talking about, oh, Atlanta may take him for the 8th overall pick just to make sure that they get him. Well, I mean, it's sounding like that's a load of baloney, at least according to Benjamin Albright. That's not something. His market is way down, and there's not a lot of teams that are wanting to give him minutes, let alone give him a time to even try to be a starting quarterback anymore. Now, let's take this tweet at face value and say that Justin Fields is going to be a backup quarterback. How many of you would actually be upset with the idea of Justin Fields being a backup quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts? I mean, it wouldn't cost a ton to bring him in. I think they said the cap for that would probably be around $6 million, give or take. But
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I mean, for that kind of money, and for on top of the fact that I believe Justin Fields definitely could fit in a Shane Steichen kind of offense the way that they want it to be ran. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and talk about like, oh, I think the Colts should absolutely do this because Justin Fields, you know, is a god. No, I'm not going to sit here and suggest that. You know, there's a reason why Justin Fields hasn't been traded yet. There's a reason why there's nothing going in the right direction for Justin Fields. And that's because he's not as great of a quarterback as everyone would like to have him out to be. You know, I've always been a huge supporter of Justin Fields, but definitely he has not been put in a great situation in Chicago, and he has also not done himself any favors. So if the Indianapolis Colts can send a late pick or a mid pick to Chicago to be able to be a backup for Anthony Richardson, I would be all for it, especially if you don't have to spend a ton to get him. Because, I mean, I still think he's still on his rookie deal. So that wouldn't be a problem. But I think that would be a great option there because Justin Fields is a lot like Anthony Richardson. He's a very athletic quarterback that can make plays with his feet. You wouldn't really have to change up a ton of the packages if you're Shane Steichen to cater to Justin Fields, because Justin Fields can do just as much with his legs, manipulate defenses as much with his legs as Anthony Richardson can. Now, from a pure passing perspective, neither one of these guys has really shown to be great at throwing the football yet. We know Anthony Richardson has a stronger arm, but again, Justin Fields has never been an accurate guy. But I do believe that Justin being in a new situation, he could end up being happier. I don't know if he's gonna take that as a backup role, but you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea if Indy were to look for that option, because some of you may be thinking, well, I mean, is it better than drafting someone in the draft, right? Like in the fourth round or so, like a guy that needs a ton of work. You know, like Justin Fields has been in the NFL for several years. You can say what you want about his productivity, but at the end of the day, he's still better than any quarterback that you're going to get out of the fourth or fifth round or even later. So, I mean, it wouldn't be such a bad option for Indianapolis to look at potentially that being a thing. If that is indeed the case, that Justin Fields has that little of a trade market to the point where they'd be willing to give him up just for a late pick or a mid pick and just go on with it. And they know they would get Caleb Williams, right? So, I mean, definitely an interesting one there. But let me know your thoughts on that, guys. Who do you think Indy should bring in to be the backup quarterback to Anthony Richardson moving forward? And let me know that in the comments. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.